Catholic Podcast.
Awesome, guys. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Flipside Catholic Podcast. Again, my name is Jeremy.
I'm Caitlin.
And this week we're just going to be talking about, like, what is Lent and Ash Wednesday and how do we enter into the season well. So, let's just jump into it. Lent is perhaps one of my favorite seasons in the church. The liturgical season of Lent is a time for preparation, a time to suffer and to suffer well. And to unite our sufferings to that of Jesus on the cross and on the road to Calvary. So Lent is 40 days, right? And why is that? Because we see in scripture, right? Jesus went out into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights and battled temptation and suffered well, leading up to ultimately his journey to Calvary and death on the cross. Mm-hmm. So that's what Lent is. Lent is a time for us to imitate Christ in that way. And that's why you see people give up things like sweets or screen time or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we'll dive more into like what that means and like, what should I give up and all that stuff. And we'll talk about like what we're giving up and whatnot. But yeah, first and foremost, this season is going to be successful if you do it out of love. Because if you truly love Jesus and you want to get closer to him, it's going to make the penances that you do, the things that you give up, like it's going to have purpose and you'll want to do it more rather than just like, oh, I'm giving up chocolate because everyone gives up chocolate. but rather when you give something up out of love and it's really a sacrifice for you, it just shows more that depth of devotion and that love that you have for our Lord. So overall, that's kind of what Lent is. But today is a really fun, not necessarily, day in the church. It's Ash Wednesday. So, Caitlin, you want to talk a little bit about, like, what's Ash Wednesday?
Yeah. So, Ash Wednesday follows what we call Fat Tuesday, which is the culmination of Mardi Gras, for those of you that celebrate. Ash Wednesday is the first official day of Lent, and it's when we enter into the season of Lent, when we enter into this time of fasting and intentional prayer, intentional giving, and we go to Mass or an Ash communion service kind of a thing. Like, it doesn't have to be Mass. But we go to church and we receive ashes on our forehead, in the shape of a cross, obviously. And it reminds us that, that we are sinners, that we are sinners in need of a savior. It also reminds us that we are not infinite, that our time here is limited, and that we will die someday and we will be faced with our creator. We will be faced with the Lord, and we have a decision to make while we're here on earth. We have a decision to make whether or not we're going to follow the Lord and whether or not we're going to pursue him, and to do things that ultimately lead us to holiness and ultimately, God willing, lead us to heaven and to be with him for eternity. Ash Wednesday is actually, I think, a lot bigger than people realize, too, in that way. We don't always think of it like that. I know there's a variety of phrases people use when they're distributing ashes. Yeah. One is repent and believe in the gospel, which is great. But my personal favorite is remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. We were created from the dust. We were created from the earth, from the dirt. And you can read that in Genesis. and we will return to ashes. We will return to the earth someday when we die. And so not to be morbid, but it's just true. It's just what it is.
I think it's good to talk about that. It's, do you remember your death, memento mori?
Memento mori. St. Benedict, I believe.
St. Benedict. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just love that phrase, memento mori, remember your death. Just knowing that death is always before us, right? Yeah. And, like, we need to live our life with the end in mind, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if the goal is heaven, right, and if I want to get to heaven, then I need to be living my life in accordance with that. Yeah. Like, I can't just be awful every day and just expect, oh, yeah, poof, I'm going to go to heaven.
Totally.
It says in scripture, like, wide is the road that leads to destruction, yeah, and narrow the gate to,
narrow the,
like, heaven, narrow,
yeah,
the path.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever,
yeah,
translation. But yeah, yeah, like, wide is the road that leads to hell, to destruction.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think people don't understand how, I don't know, how bold of a statement that is. Mm. And I love that too, like the remember you are dust and to dust you shall,
yeah,
return. Or,
yes. Yep.
When you were talking about the ashes, I was like, oh, I hope she mentions that, because I do love that, because yeah, there's just such beautiful symbolism in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to encourage you, yeah, to suffer well this Lent, to prepare for Lent. That's,
yeah,
what I love about Lent and what I love about Advent, right? Like, Advent is preparation for Christmas, and then Lent, preparing for our Lord's coming at Easter. Mm-hmm. And I just love, it's very practical, very like, these are things that I can do. And I love that. And I just love that you can suffer well. I don't think, yeah, that's a very common,
no,
terminology, like, no, in culture today. I think culture today is like, suffering is bad. Any minor inconvenience, mm-hmm, is bad. And like, we need to do whatever we can to avoid inconvenience, to avoid,
right,
suffering,
right,
to avoid any discomfort.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very troubling mindset and a very, mm-hmm, slippery slope. Like, it's a very dangerous,
yeah,
way to think. Just because, like, suffering, ultimately, suffering is how we have eternal life, because of our Lord's suffering on the,
right,
cross. Like,
well, and I think too that that it's beautiful to be able to take this time to suffer well, because that's what Christ did. Again, like you were talking,
yeah,
about the imitation of Christ, but also to not forget that he had to suffer before the resurrection,
yeah,
that there had to be pain and, you know, just complete sadness and almost destruction, really, in order to bring about the beauty and the glory of God, that us in our brokenness, that we inflicted this upon the Lord, and that he took that up out of love for us, that there has to be this element of suffering before the beauty of Easter and the resurrection. So to not forget that, like you see in stores right now, everything Easter and happy and sunshine and spring,
yeah,
and like, I love spring, I love Easter, I love all those things, but there's a time and a place to slow down and to really understand that, like, we have to take some time to prepare well for Easter before we get there. It's,
yeah,
not here yet.
No, right. And, yeah, I think that's not something that is very common for the culture today. Like,
mm,
yeah, like, we see in stores, it's very, like, all right, it's already Easter time. It's,
yeah,
already spring. Here are all the colors, you know, all the pastels, like, happy, 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 which is great. Like, but I think there can be so much happiness and fulfillment found within the context,
mm-hmm,
of Lent.
For
found,
sure,
within the context of suffering.
For sure.
Because, right, it is through our Lord's suffering that,
mm-hmm,
has brought about perhaps the greatest thing that we can ever imagine.
Yeah.
Our ability to enter into heaven.
Amen.
And that is a great cause of rejoicing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we need to lead up to that. We need to prepare,
mm-hmm,
for that. And that's what the season's all about. So I want to encourage you to suffer well, to persevere, to know that, like, if in 2 weeks you eat a piece of chocolate and you gave up sweets for Lent, like, that's okay. Just the next day, get back up and do it over again.
Yeah.
You know, do better. We're not perfect. We're not going to be perfect ever on this side of heaven.
No.
And the other thing to remember is, like, there's nothing on earth that can fully satisfy you. And I think that's another thing that gets really confusing,
mm-hmm,
because you see in a lot of, like, commercials and media where it's like, buy this and your life is going to be perfect, or do this and, you know, you're going to be changed forever for the better. But I think to keep in mind that nothing on this earth can fulfill us. It is only the love of God that will be able to fulfill us.
Yeah.
And even still, like, going to Mass right now, amazing, beautiful, we should be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Praying every day, like, we should be doing that. But even on this side of heaven, right, like, even the Eucharist, for example, I heard a religious sister, she was giving a talk at the Eucharistic Congress back in the summer, and she had said that the Eucharist isn't meant to be a full taste, it's a foretaste.
Mm-hmm.
It's a foretaste of heaven. It's a foretaste of the complete fulfillment and joy that we will have in heaven when we are actually with Jesus forever. So I just want to encourage you to suffer well. We've been talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's beautiful. I think that's a good reminder for us all too, like especially going into this time of preparation and into this time of inevitable suffering. Yeah. Yeah, to remember to pursue the Lord in the ways that we should and the ways that we can.
Yeah.
Praying frequently, going to Mass.
Yeah, for yeah. sure. What are you doing for Lent this year? I'm curious.
Yeah. So with our three pillars, right? Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, I've been thinking a lot about what I should do. And so for prayer, I want to really try to go to daily Mass once or twice a week. I love going to daily Mass, but it's just, it hasn't been a habit lately for me. And so I'm going to really try to get there a couple times a week and just be better about reading scripture each day. It's something I want to be better at. So that's kind of my prayer pillar. Fasting, I'm going to try to limit social media usage, which is going to be really hard. But I'm going to try to limit it so I'm not on as much, get my screen time down. And also not listening to music in the car is one that I...
Oh, yeah, you said that.
I've been doing that for a few years now, and it's really, really good. But it's really, really hard.
Like during Lent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant
but just... It has translated into my daily life, too, where there's wow. times where I won't turn music on and I'll just, like, pray or I'll just sit with my thoughts and just have some quiet time. And it's wow. it's really beautiful. So, yeah, it's good, but it's hard. And then for almsgiving, I'm going to try to go visit my grandma at least once a week. I haven't really made great time to spend with her, so I'm going to try to be intentional about that. So.
That was great.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. So I'm doing this thing. It's called Exodus 90.
Yes.
It's basically like Lent, but for 90 days. Yes. So I'm in the throes of that right now. Yeah. So there's a lot of different disciplines involved in that, mm-hmm. Like cold showers, no meat, and fasting on Wednesdays and Fridays. Mm-hmm. No screen time, no TV. Mm-hmm. Only like Christian music or music that lifts your mind to God is what it yeah. says. So there's a lot of different things. So I've been doing that since January 20th or 21st, I want to say.
Yeah, it's a 20th. Long time.
Yeah, so it ends on Easter. So I'm so excited. I cannot wait to take a warm shower instead of a cold shower.
Especially Gosh, here in Minnesota. It's going to be like the worst.
Oh, it's been the worst. January and February, taking cold showers in Minnesota. Don't recommend.
Yeah, no.
But no, it is great penance because, and I'll try to work this into like a challenge or an encouragement for you mm. who are listening. But I love that. Like when you're choosing something to give up for Lent or to do for Lent or to add for Lent, mm. I love when it's something that's maybe a little bit uncomfortable when you're yeah. going outside of yourself. Yeah. Because I don't know, just in that moment of difficulty, it's like, I have to choose this.
Yeah.
And that's what love is. And we've talked about this on yeah. the podcast before of like, mm-hmm. love is a choice. And especially yeah. that means for God, like to love God is a choice. Some days you're not going to feel like it. So you'll have to choose it. And that's something that I love, like with the cold showers and with like no meat on Wednesdays and Fridays mm-hmm. is like, oh, mm-hmm. this sucks, but I'm going to choose it because yeah. Lord, you are greater than my comforts or my mm-hmm. attachments. I don't yeah. want to be attached to or dependent upon anything else other than you, Lord.
Yeah.
So that's my encouragement for you for what you want to do for Lent.
Yeah.
But just know that, like, don't be too extreme. Mm-hmm. Like, do what is whatever is, you know, reasonable.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially, like, if you're a middle schooler watching this, like, don't go hardcore intense and fast from like meat and food. Like you're still growing and you like the church recognizes that and yeah. like says to not fast from those things. So
yeah.
make sure you're doing what is healthy. But also if you're listening, if you're a parent or if you're a kid, whoever you are, if you're just take a look at what the church kind of asks of us, mm-hmm. right? Like we have Mass, like it's required by our church by our Lord mm-hmm. to go to Mass every Sunday. You know, obviously barring illness or something where you cannot make it mm-hmm. like sickness or is it like sickness?
Yeah. You're taking care of a sick family member.
Yeah.
You're in the hospital.
Yeah.
yeah. Extreme like cases like that.
In an extreme yeah. case like that. But like if you're struggling and you don't really make it to Mass on Sundays, maybe just like start there for this Lent.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Mass on Sundays, mm-hmm. right? You don't need to give up all these things because right now it's hard for you to go to Mass. which no judgment, but maybe like that's a good place to start for you. And I believe, and I can say with confidence that that'll be very spiritually mm-hmm. nourishing and enriching yeah. for this Lent for you. Totally. So maybe just take a step back and look at like, what does the church ask me to do? Mm-hmm. And if maybe you're not doing those things, do that for Lent.
Yeah.
And then maybe once you get to a point where you're doing those things, then start to think of other things to give up for Lent. But really, this season is about putting the Lord first. I mean, that should be every season, right? Is our goal. But like, Lord, you are greater than my attachments. I do not want to be attached to anything else or dependent upon anything else other than you, because you are the only one that can fulfill me. Our encouragement for you is to take a step back and look at what are the things that are holding me back from living that out, and do that and suffer well. And I promise you there will be so much fruit, and there will be so much more celebration on Easter when you get to the end of this. You're like, oh, Lord, like, I'm rejoicing. I did this all for you, and now you're here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, this word that just keeps coming to mind, too, is compassion, right? Which literally means to suffer with. Yeah. And so, like, we have compassion for the Lord and his suffering because we are going to enter into suffering along with him. But he also has compassion for us and our suffering. So to just remember that it is this journey with the Lord. It's not like you're chasing after him or he's chasing after you. You're literally just walking side by side in this too. So having compassion for one another in this time of Lent.
Yeah. So know of our prayers for you. One thing I want to end with, if you have any questions or mostly prayers, like if you want us to pray for you in any way during this Lenten season, we are more than happy to. We have a link in our Instagram bio. It's a prayer intention page. You can just go and fill out a prayer intention, and it'll only go to us. No one else is going to see it. You don't even have to include your name, so if you don't want to include your name. And we would love to pray for you during this time. So know of our prayers for you this Lenten season. We pray that you'll experience much freedom and a greater love and devotion for our Lord. So maybe we'll just take a time right now to close in prayer. Caitlin, you want to lead us in prayer?
Yeah,
close
totally. Us out? Yeah. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for just all of the many blessings that you have given us. As we enter into this time of Lent, we just ask that you would open our hearts and our minds, just receive all the graces and blessings that you desire to give us. Just allow us to be open to the opportunity to be intentional about prayer, fasting, and giving of ourselves, giving of our time. And Lord, we just ask that as we walk alongside of you on this road to Calvary, that as our eyes are fixed on Easter, that we also just remember the great sacrifice that you made for us out of love, and that we continue to be grateful for that each and every day. And just would like to end this time praying a glory be together to remember the sacrifice of Jesus. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you on the flip side.